Chapter 10. Jaina would have liked to think the brittle calm of the council chamber had come in anticipation of the briefing she and Lando were about to give, but everything she saw told her otherwise. 8 of the 10 current members were there in person, all watching the entrance so they would not be forced to look at one another. Kenth Hamner's face was stony and indifferent, Kyle's inscrutable, Kip's openly resentful. Corrin Horn avoided a clenched jaw only through an obvious act of will, and Saba's cheek scales were bristling. Silgal's iPods were bulging, Barat Kel's nostrils were flaring, and Octa Ramus's hands had turned white from clutching her chair arms. Even the Solasars, participating via hologram from the Jedi Academy on Ossus, looked ready to wrap a few knuckles. Clearly, Jaina's top urgent request to brief the Council had interrupted a heated exchange, and she had no doubt her report was only going to aggravate the Master's mood. On the bright side, it would at least remind them that there were dangers in the galaxy greater than Natasi Dalla, dangers that the Jedi could meet only with a bold and united leadership. Once she and Lando finished their presentation, even Kenth Hamner would recognize that. With Lando at her side, Jaina entered the council circle and bowed.
Thank you for seeing us so quickly.
Given the rumors of where you've been, I saw no reason to doubt the urgency of your request.
Hamner's eyes and voice grew icy.
We'll discuss your unauthorized actions after your briefing. Immediately after.
The lump that formed in Jaina's throat was born of anger more than fear, but she swallowed her ire and inclined her head in what she hoped was a look of contrition. The important thing here was to get the Masters moving in the same direction, and she would not do that by antagonizing the temporary Grand Master of the Jedi Order. That would come later.
I look forward to the discussion, Grand Master, Jaina said. Regarding the briefing, however, before we start, it would be helpful to know what you've heard about my trip.
It was Kip who summarized the Council's knowledge for her.
We've heard that you went to evaluate Luke's situation.
His gaze shifted toward Lando, who was standing at Jaina's side looking dapper, worried and exhausted.
Apparently you ran into Lando and joined him aboard the Rockhound. After some excitement on Clatooine, the pair of you followed Luke, Ben, and a flotilla of pretty nasty allies into the Maw. We're thinking you were trying to find out what's been turning Shelter Jedi Barvy and eliminate it. Is that about it?
Jaina nodded.
It is.
We assume you were successful,
Saba said. She flashed a broad, fang-filled grin.
Because the Mad Ones have recovered.
Jaina's heart did not soar. The news she was bringing was too grim for that, but it definitely rose.
I can't tell you how glad I am to hear that.
And I am too, Lando said, sounding far from relieved.
He reached into his pocket and extracted the data chip they had prepared on their journey back from the Maw.
Because you're gonna need every Jedi Knight you can find.
There was trouble with your allies?
Kyle asked.
They double-crossed us, but we expected that, Lando confirmed. What we didn't expect was this.
Lando casually flipped the data chip in the general direction of the council circle. Kyle Katarn raised a hand, summoning the chip to his grasp, then slipped it into the reader slot in the arm of his chair. A moment later, the holograph of a Rabaxan MSE-6 droid appeared above the projection pad hidden in the center of the circle.